this continues the month of May, our value-based spiritual living, which is spiritual living through creativity. Talk about creativity. That was French, yes? Okay. Who? Very. Trey. Who was the composer?
Moquet.
Deserves a bouquet. Yes. Good. All right. So, well, as Centers for Spiritual Living says, and we are one of their wonderful fulfilling stations. I like that. We're a fulfilling station. They say, we allow the ongoing activity of spirit into our hearts, minds, and activities to bring forth new forms and expressions to inspire and guide. So today is about to access life, break past. Now, I had to explain that to a couple of people. Okay, remember when you used to have to, I hope you never had to, but remember the fire extinguishers had the glass around them, and it said, in case of a fire, break glass. You know, to access the fire extinguisher, break glass. Okay, to access life, break past. We want to do something to undo the past that may have been limiting. Those erroneous beliefs, the subjective patterns we've been carrying around possibly for years that have not served us well. Now, there may have been a time they served us well. They may have had something to do with our survival when we were children. And then what happens is we become aware that those exquisite strategies that we have created in order to get along all right with people, we don't need anymore. And in fact, they're causing damage to us and to our relationships, and they're not working well for our lives. So Ernest Holmes says, know that the greater abundance of every good thing which you are bringing out in your life, the more perfectly you are satisfying the divine urge within you, anything you can dream of is not too great for you to undertake, if it hurts no man and brings happiness and good into your life. Well, what we know is, as we've shared before, those dreams will come true when you and I do. Your dream will come true when you do. That means we come true to ourselves by making conscious choices to make peace with the past, even to break those old paradigms that no longer work for us, if that's necessary, to allow them to be transformed within us, and then to set a new intention for the future. Now that's creativity. And creativity also sometimes includes destruction. Look at the Hindu gods, right? We've got those that create, those that destroy, those that recreate, those that sustain. Very interesting aspects of universal mind. And so we do have to remove, release, redo, recreate what no longer serves us, what may be limiting, what may be restricting, what may be keeping us from a greater expression of life. Who would want to be kept from a greater expression of life? Not me. Say, not me. Okay, good. So that's what we do. It sounds easy, right? Well, let's begin today. As a matter of fact, we've been working on this, most everyone here, and many people outside these walls too, for a long, long time. And what happens is we make some progress, and yet we find ourselves one day not being quite finished. It's like, whoops, there it is again. And I thought that was all done. Not necessarily. And what's wonderful about having a beloved community like this is that we support each other in our process. And it makes it easier. It makes it more possible. And more importantly, most importantly, let's invite the power and the presence of spirit to move in through and as us as we're moving through all of these changes in our lives. The transformational power and presence is within us. And we get to see it in each other. You're the face of God. It's wonderful to know that. We look at each other and we're seeing the face of God. We're seeing the face of love. We're seeing the face of infinite possibility, because that's who we all are. And how marvelous to be in a place where we can acknowledge that. And then to take it to the streets. We're taking this to the streets. So we walk outside and we see that in everybody else's face, whether they've become aware of it or not. And believe me, without even a word, it can help someone to awaken. Because what is the main thing that we do around here? Awaken humanity to its spiritual magnificence. And we don't even have to say it. We just need to remember it ourselves. And something within that other person can begin to become aware of it. Let's release forever all for false sense of limitation or lack. Let's remember who we are. We've just had a little spiritual amnesia, you know. We forgot. That's all. We want to release every past hypnotic idea, and that is exactly what they are, of lack or worthlessness or scarcity or not enough. We just forgot that we were somehow always, always connected to our infinite source. We thought we were separate. Anyone here ever feel as though God left? Never happened. Never did. Never can. Never will. But does it feel like that sometimes? Yeah. But see, what was that? I thought it was me. It is? Oh, that's, I remember that now. I'm supposed to remember to take it off. Is that better? Okay. Does it look all right, though? I mean, that's what's important, right? Okay, we want to release everything that the human race consciousness, the whole human race, the subjective state of our humanness has given to us and we've somehow inadvertently accepted as true. There are a lot of things in our human subjective mind, the collective unconscious, as Carl Jung referred to it, a lot of things that are wonderful, that keep us going, and a lot of things that are just nonsense. Remember what that word is I shared with you a few weeks ago? They are, if you remember it, say it with me, nincompoopery. It's all nincompoopery. And so we've accepted these things because the people who were in charge of us believed it and shared it with us and said, it's important that you don't ever get your feet wet when you go outside. And what is that? Nincompoopery. And there are things that we also have accepted. There are emotional conflicts and there are mental blocks that are within us individually and in the whole entire human race subjectively, that it's time for us to move beyond and heal and realize that we're greater than that because there's a power and a presence within us that is the reality of us. It's never changed and it never will. We just forget and we step away from it. And as soon as we remember and we step back front and center, let the light shine through each of us, then all of those things can be transformed. Remember what Emerson said, let us take our bloated nothingness out of the paths of the divine circuitry. It's that simple. Anybody here got bloated nothingness? Do we sometimes get it too involved with the egopotamus? And we think it's in charge? Let's let God be in charge. Oh, my life works a lot better when I invite spirit to be in charge. How about you? Much better. And every day, as you know, I say, open my heart, illumine my mind, and guide my hands that I might be the presence of God's love in the world today. Want to say that with me? Open my heart, illumine my mind, and guide my hands that I might be the presence of God's love in the world today. Now that's a creative intention, isn't it? We can start out every morning, we can start out every hour with that intention and find ourselves lifting out of those things that seemed restrictive. What stands in the way of our creative expression? There is a creative, intelligent process in this universe that God uses and that we, as individualizations of God's life, are designed to use. We are co-creators. I know you have a date with your husband. And we're co-creators with this infinite creative intelligent activity. Isn't that wonderful? When we realize that, it just makes us stand up a little straighter. walk a little taller and understand that our thought, our words, our actions are making a difference in our lives and ultimately in our world. So what stands in the way of this is previously planted erroneous limiting ideas in our subconscious mind and current, ready to be released ideas that weren't true, never were, and we're ready to let go of them. So, you know, just like in case of fire, break glass. To access life, break past. And if it takes breaking it, smashing it with a hammer, go ahead. You may not need to. It might be transformed more gently. I like to try that first, don't you? I like gentle transformation, but I'll take whatever is necessary in order to move through and come to a greater place. The power lives in the now. See, now is where the power is. And when we're dragging the past events and the hurts and, oh, what they did to me along with us, what we're doing is we're bringing that the bad part of the past into the present. And when we do that, we're creating more of that for the future. Now, that is just nincompoopery in itself. Yeah. I mean, it's the worst kind. I want to start fresh. I don't want to bring that with me. I want to start today with a new idea. And that means doing some forgiveness. It means doing some reframing. It means looking at what happened, but releasing, transforming the emotion around it so that you can remember it, but it doesn't make you go, when you think about it. And that's something that we all get to do. So we can wisely and effectively start co-creating our future by setting a conscious intention to become much more interested in today's infinite possibilities than in yesterday's old tired story. You want to hear my story, my tale of woe. Why are you all leaving? You didn't come here to hear that. Okay then, I won't tell it again. I'm tired of it anyway. I've already transformed it, and we can all do that every day with anything that comes up. So we want to do the healing and the releasing of all sense of separation and restriction. We cannot feel restricted when we recognize that we're one with the living source. There's limitless possibilities then. With God, all things are possible is a truth, a universal truth. And what's also true is that we are always with that infinite, loving, wise, wonderful, creative presence. Yesterday, Reverend Mike and I were in Falls Church, Virginia. Yeah. We went down Friday and just had a lovely, leisurely tour down. We had planned to go visiting the Smithsonian Aeronautical Museum while we were there. We thought, oh, we don't even have to go to D.C. for that. We'll have some time to play on the way down, and won't that be wonderful? And instead, my phone died, and we spent a little time in the Verizon store, and I have a new phone. And that's a lot more important than looking under airplanes. We'll do that next time we go. But you know what? We were just so flexible about the whole thing and so much in the flow of life that it was wonderful to get. We even have a thing in the car now called a hum. Anybody know what that is? I got a hum in my car, and it's a good thing. I'll tell you more about that another time because it doesn't apply to today's lesson at all. But we were going on down, and everything opened up to us. Everything. We just were guided. We just moved on down. We let go of the museum. We do that another time. And we found, we both decided, wouldn't it be wonderful to have our lunch on the water somewhere? And Rev Mike just, he wasn't even using GPS for that. He used his God positioning system. And the next thing we knew, he says, I want to turn here. And we wound up in Wilmington. We wound up on the water at Harry's Seafood Restaurant. Oh my goodness, I don't have any stock in it, but I have to sing its praises. We had the most fabulous lunch there. And then we just moved on down, and we got to the hotel, and we checked in, and it was 6:30 instead of 2, and so what? We were having a wonderful time. We're just letting the day unfold. And then it's like, he says, I'd like something vegan tonight. And I said, okay, let's go find vegan. He used his GPS again, same one. God positioning system. And the next thing we knew, we were at the sunflower, which is a, do you know the sunflower? It is a beautiful, charming vegan restaurant, fresh, awesome, friendly face, sunflowers everywhere. Everything is a sunflower when you walk in there. And that was wonderful. Okay, so that was the prelude. What we really went down there for, maybe that was it, was to attend the Centers for Spiritual Living Lifelong Learning Workshop. We were there Saturday, yesterday, from 9 to 5. Reverend Trish Hall was one person from the Lifelong Learning Committee from CSL who facilitated this. And it was so wonderful to be with other CSL folks looking at a new way to do education in our centers. And what they're doing, even though they've been working on this committee for a long time and coming up with some great ideas about the new way to move into different kinds of modules for the education that we do here for Science of Mind principles, which will never change, but the way it's delivered we're looking to change, was that they're going around the country and getting the input from those of us who teach. And then, most of all, letting it all go. And our facilitator, Reverend Trish, said, okay, now this is how we're beginning. We're not just going to think outside of the box. We did a little meditation, and then she said, okay, now, you know that box? It's gone. We're not even around one anymore. We're starting fresh. And every now and then someone would say, well, but we already have that. No, we don't have anything. This is starting fresh and new. And so it was essential that we broke with the past in order to start creating something amazing. And in those hours, 9 to 5, and we even worked throughout our lunch, in that time together, we were all allowing the Spirit to be genius in everyone. And we were playing off each other and doing post-it notes and getting creative ideas. And it was so wonderful. And it was just like one part of the process, but it was essential that we let go of the way we thought. And I'm one of those who would say, but we always taught it that way, you know? And that was effective. I learned this when I was 14, and that worked for me. Why does it? Oh, we don't get to do that anymore. It's fresh and new. It's the same principle. It's the same wonderful teaching. But let's find some new ways to deliver it. And let's let go of it has to be 8 weeks or it has to be 10 weeks. Let's look at it quite differently. Let's look at it as modules. Let's look at it in hours. Let's look at it in, hey, workshops. And are you getting excited? Well, so am I. Now, we're going to continue with what we have right now as this is being birthed. And that's, you know, it's sort of like the caterpillar continues to be in that type of body for a while as the imaginal cells within the cocoon begin to arise and change it. So we maintain the cocoon we've got while we're in the process of becoming something amazing that can fly. This will fly. I know that it will. So I thought, what a perfect example of accessing life by breaking the past. Honoring it, definitely. Utilizing it, weaving it in wherever it's appropriate, but starting fresh and new right now, new educational development. We're honoring all the work and all the workers of the past. I wrote some curriculum myself when I was on the Education Committee for Religious Science International. I get to let go of that. No egopotamus here. Let's let Spirit come up with something more wonderful, more creative, more effective, starting fresh and new. Now here's another example. Didn't we leave the lodge? No, we didn't have to smash it in order to leave. But coming here, when we were co-creating this space, we saw the walls come down. We blew the trumpets. Joshua fit the battle and Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. And we've got the video to prove it, that we absolutely did break things down in order to create and recreate something so wonderful. That's okay. That's important. So now we're here at Suite 16. We left the lodge. We gave thanks for it. It took good care of us for a long time. And all the other places that we and you before me met, we literally broke the walls and we figuratively left behind the old concept about where it looked and how we had to haul things around. And here we are in Sweet 16. You know why we call it Sweet 16, right? Because it's 16 Industrial Boulevard, and once upon a time, this building was a candy factory. And now we are here with Sweet, Sweet Spirit. I want to share with you something a psychiatrist. He's an MD. His name is Alex Lickerman. He had some real challenges when he was a child. He had a lot of anti-Semitic stuff coming at him when he was in the seventh grade. He was bullied a lot. He was mistreated. And he had that story he carried around with him for a long time. And he ultimately did the forgiveness and the reframing work that we do. And as a result of that, he found there were great gifts there. He says, we can do this by finding a way to create value out of events we judged as harmful. If we can genuinely utilize past events as springboards for growth, reinterpreting them into positive events that may have been traumatic, but which actually required our development, were required for our development, we can free ourselves from the pain associated with the memories of them. I transformed my seventh grade experience when I reflected on it and came to the sudden insight that it really was a manifestation of my tendency to allow myself to be victimized. And most significantly, changed it. Had my seventh grade experience never occurred, I'd still be playing the victim today. However, as a result of being able to use the experience to eject a significant piece of negativity from my life, I now feel genuinely grateful for having suffered through that persecution. And that's what it was. He reframed it. He doesn't have an emotional charge on it anymore. He remembers it. How then can we break free of the past? By using it as fuel for growth in the present. If an event from our past remains painful to think about, we should understand that pain is an indication that we have unfinished business. Oh. Not with whoever or whatever else was involved in the event itself, but with ourselves. Maybe someone hurt us. Maybe we hurt someone else. Maybe we made a choice out of weakness or fear or anger that we regret. We don't have to waste time in recriminations or in wishing we could go back in time to change what happened. We only need to find a way to turn that hurt or regret into a catalyst for growth moving forward from today. If you can truly find a way to think about the past like that, take a good look back at your own. Instead of painful traumas you'd rather not think about, you should see nothing but opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. I like that way to think. I find it extremely effective. So inside the mind, we understand that our thoughts are powerful. What we think about all day long is what we perpetuate in our lives and in our world. Now, some of you have seen some of us wearing these bracelets, the purple bracelets, the complaint-free world. Well, we're getting the books in a complaint-free world, and we're going to get more bracelets in, and you can get both at one time. We'll talk more about it. But I love this whole thing. Can you imagine every time that you find yourself speaking a complaint or gossiping or something that we know is not a very productive thing to do? You just take the bracelet off and you put it on the other wrist. It's a way to become mindful. It's a wonderful way to become mindful. And it's so effective for me that even when I'm not wearing it, it's as if I'm wearing it. I'm thinking about it. It's like, no, I don't want to say that. That would sound like I'm complaining. And what do I have to complain about? The idea is to do this for 21 days. Effectively for 21 days and not have to change your band. And yet, if you know, those of us who have been doing this, if you do change your band, what do we say? No shame, No shame in day one. And it's a wonderful thing to realize because it's a gentle transformation. And I love this. Reverend Mike yesterday came up with a saying that I just loved. He says, I'm going to change complain to come play. I love that. That's a great thing. I'm adding that to my vocabulary. I'm going to change complain to come play. I asked him if I could say, no, I didn't ask him. I said, I'm going to say this. And he said, and I said, I'm not going to give you royalties for it either. And he says, well, you don't even have to tell him it was me. And I said, oh, I always make attribution, but I don't always pay. I pay attention. We're doing this wonderful forgiveness work right now in the Science of Mind 104 class. Those of you who are doing it, isn't that good? Isn't it wonderful? Aren't you glad we're doing this? We do the forgiveness for ourselves, not for anyone else, for ourselves. So that, as you've heard me say, whoever the person is that we felt may have harmed in any way has harmless passage through our minds. So that we can truly reframe the past. Can't change it, but we can reframe it. So that we're not hurt by it anymore. So we're not encumbered by it anymore. So it doesn't keep us from building a fabulous, inspired future. That's why we do the forgiveness work. That's why we let it go. That's why we transform it and move to a different place. Will you say with me, I'm one with my source.
I'm one with my source.
I'm empowered.
To turn from past limiting ideas and emotions.
I completely embody the freedom.
I completely embody the freedom.
To live fully and freely in newness.
To live fully and freely in newness.
And so it is.
So it is.
And so, my beloveds, beginneth our lesson. Thank you for listening to our podcast. We love having such a special means of connecting with you and trust you have enjoyed this message. If you have benefited from and been uplifted by these ideas and would like to learn more about our spiritual community, please go to our website at cslphilly.com. And if you wish to express your gratitude, simply click on the donate button to experience the joy of conscious giving. Your generous support makes it possible to share these messages of inspiration with all the world. Please share this message with anyone you feel might benefit and encourage them to subscribe to our podcast by searching GPCSL on your favorite podcasting application. Again, thank you for joining me and the Greater Philadelphia Center for Spiritual Living Community, as together we create a world that works for all.